The Salem Red Sox are on the air.
Didn't like this one in the left field. Ochoa looks up, and you can't kiss it goodbye. Yoelis Cespedes into the Salem sky. Tied no more. Two ball, two strike count. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Swung on and dumped over to the shortstop, Cespedes. Underhand toss to De Leon. Fired a first in time. It's a 6-4-3 twin-killing double play, and the Sox get out of it untouched.
Every pitch.
Here's the 1-2. He adds another. Chase Sprague, three up, three down, three strikeouts for the southpaw.
Every hit.
Swung on in line, in the left field. You can't forget about it. Andrew Musin, his second home run of the afternoon, and the Sox put up an 8 spot in the 6th.
Every moment.
Kind of grounded up the middle. De Leon fields it. Touches second base himself. Fires to first. Jimenez has it. Double play number 5 for the Salem Red Sox. And you can put a bow on this ball game. The 0-2 offer. Swing and a miss. Taking off for third. The throw is on the money. They got him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Salazar and Fetrell. The battery is charged up and well.
Found right here on MILB.TV.
First pitch, he swings and sets this one in the right field. It is hooking, and it's down for a fair ball. Here comes Asensio. He'll score with ease. The Red Sox win it. Nathaniel Uten, the first pitch he sees, placing it into right. Cue up dirty water. The Sox are victorious.
The road to the show starts here. It's time for Salem Red Sox baseball. For today's pregame report, here's the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
Game 3 of the 6-game series between the Carolina Mudcats and Salem Red Sox is just about ready to go from Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're about 15 minutes away from first pitch between the Milwaukee Brewers, a single-A affiliate, and your Boston Red Sox, a single-A affiliate in Salem. Welcome in, and thanks so much for spending your Thursday night with us. I'm Ryan Martin, filling in for Braden Schenk, and happy to be with you here on a nice afternoon in Salem, Virginia, which has quickly turned into rain. Remember, we were delayed 30 minutes last night to a 7:05 first pitch. All of a sudden, right when that broadcast opened, started going, I think Mother Nature knew, and it's beginning to rain here at Carilion Clinic Field in Salem Memorial Ballpark. Wouldn't be surprised to see the tarp come out over this one here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But as of now, we're still set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Mudcats and the Red Sox. So let's talk a little bit about how we got here with the series tied at 1-1. In the game one, it was all about Carolina. The Mudcats win game one in the series. That came on Tuesday by a 3-0 score. It was a game in which the Salem Red Sox only mustered 2 hits. A single for Yoelis Cespedes and a 2-out double for Justin Gonzalez was all that the Red Sox could muster. Carolina puts up 2 runs in the first inning, and that was all that Carolina needed for that 3-0 win. You flash forward to last night, though, and it's really starting to rain here at Carilion Clinic Field. It rained hits for the Red Sox the night ago as part of a 4-2 win. Salem puts up 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning on 5 consecutive hits, 6-1 in the order, had it going for Salem. We'll talk a little bit more about that one, but this series so far tied at 1 game apiece between the Mudcats and the Red Sox. So no delay yet here at Carilion Clinic Field in Salem Memorial Ballpark as the two managers come to exchange cards with home plate umpire Elena Giorgio and base umpire Brandon Smith in this one. It's the first year manager for your Salem Red Sox, Ozzy Chavez, in his bright blue jersey as it's Thursday, and the Salem Red Sox are the Salem Beer Mongers tonight in this game. I think Mother Nature knew it was Thursday, as well as the rain certainly comes on here at Carilion Clinic Field. Chavez exchanges the lineup card with the second-year man at the helm for Carolina. It's Nick Stanley. So for both these teams, it's a big one with 15 games left to go in the Carolina League season. We'll take a quick look at the standings for the Carolina League's North. It's a division in which Carolina knows well, the Milwaukee Brewers, a single-A affiliate, is a half game up still for first place in the North Division over the Washington Nationals single-A affiliate, the Fredericksburg Nationals. So Carolina in first place, Fredericksburg in second place, and third place, it's the Houston Astros, a single-A affiliate, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the 26-24 record, good for third best in the North Division, 2.5 games back of Carolina. Then it's the Lynchburg Hillcats, 6 games back of Carolina. Lynchburg did win the first half, though, so pretty meaningless for the Hillcats. They will be going into playing postseason baseball this fall. Your Salem Red Sox, they get the win last night, so go from 7.5 to 6.5 games back of Carolina. And this game is so important, going up against the North League, the Carolina League's North Division leading Mudcats. Makes it a little bit easier. And then the Delmarva Shorebirds, the Baltimore Orioles, a single-A affiliate at the bottom in 12th. A quick look into the Carolina League South Division, where it's still Myrtle Beach doing its thing. The Chicago Cubs is a single-A affiliate in first place with a Carolina League high 34 wins to just 14 losses. In second place, it's Augusta. They're 7 games back of Myrtle Beach. So you look at the difference between the Carolina League North and the Carolina League South. That's 7 game back difference. That's the difference between 1 and 2 in the South. But in the North, 7 games is what dictates 1 through 5. So Salem, if had that record, they'd be in third place for the Carolina League South. And third place, it's Charleston, who's 7.5 games back of Myrtle Beach. The bottom three in the South goes Hickory, Kannapolis, Columbia. Hickory 8 games back, Kannapolis 15, and Columbia 16 games back. The rain's still coming off of the Roanoke River Hills, just to the north of Carilion Clinic Field. We'll take a quick look at our lineups for both these games. We'll start with the visiting Carolina Mudcats. It looks a little bit different for Nick Stanley, but it doesn't look different at the top. Josiah Ragsdale getting ready for his third game. The former Boston College Eagle, he's 5-for-7 so far in the series. That includes a 4-for-5 day last night in the loss to Salem. He'll bat leadoff and be the center fielder today. Right behind him is the first-round pick for Milwaukee in this past draft. Brady Ebel makes his third professional appearance with the Carolina Mudcats. So far in those first two games of this series, he's 1-for-8. He was 0-for-4 yesterday with a pair of strikeouts. Batting third and playing first base, it's a powerful left-handed bat of Eric Bitonti, the number 19th-ranked prospect in Milwaukee's system. He is 1-for-9 so far in this series with 5 strikeouts. He does have 18 homers, though, this year with 69 runs batted in. Both lead the Carolina League, and those 18 homers are tied for the most by anyone in the Milwaukee Brewers system. Batting cleanup today, it's the bump up into the lineup for Handelfree Encarnacion. The designated hitter takes the cleanup spot so far in the first two games. He's batted 5th both games. He's 3-for-8 with a pair of runs batted in and 2 strikeouts. Those runs batted in came as the only 2 runs batted in the entire game in a 3-0 Carolina win on Tuesday. Batting 5th is Jose Anderson, the 30th-ranked prospect in Milwaukee system. He'll play right field. He's looking for his first hit in the series in his third start. He's 0-for-8 thus far with 2 strikeouts. 6-7-8 reads Filippo Dottori, the second baseman, into his second game of this series. Then Tyler Rodriguez, the left fielder, will bat 7th, first we've seen him in this series against Salem. And at 8, it's Harry Hojean, the third baseman, will make his third appearance. So far, he's 2-for-5 with a strikeout and another new face for Carolina at the bottom of the card. It's Edgardo Ordonez. He'll do the catching today after Yannick Walter was behind the dish for the first two games in this series. They all play in front of the left-hander Wande Torres, making his 10th appearance of the summer. Again, the lineup for second-year manager Nick Stanley reads Ragsdale at center field, Ebel at shortstop, Bitonti at first, and Encarnacion, the designated hitter, Anderson in right field, Dottori at second base, Rodriguez in left field, Hojean at third, Ordonez does the catching for Wande Torres. That's what Carolina, who leads the Carolina League's North Division, will trot out for game 115 of the Carolina League season. You take a look at what the Salem Red Sox are doing today. It starts off with the leadoff man, as it has so often this year, Justin Gonzalez, the 7th-ranked prospect in Boston system. He'll play in left field, where he's made up the most time so far this series. He's been great this year, a .299 average to be second best in the Carolina League, and that includes a 3-for-5 day yesterday with a double. Justin has a double in each of his last 3 games. Right after Gonzalez, it'll be Starlin Nunez at shortstop. The switch hitter will bat 2nd. He made his first appearance of the series last night, going 0-for-4, one of just 3 Red Sox to go hitless in that 4-2 win for Salem. batting third. It's a 16th-ranked prospect in Boston's system, Yoán Céspedes. Three games in the series, three games where Céspedes has been at second base. In those first two games, he's 1-for-8 with three strikeouts. That includes an 0-for-4 day yesterday. In the cleanup spot is Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder for Ozzie Chavez. He will make his second appearance. He was 0-for-3 on Tuesday in that game one. Batting sixth, it's Frederick Jimenez, the first baseman that we see also back into this game after having last night off. He was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts on Tuesday. Bottom third of the order starts with the guy who won it last night for Salem. Skylar King, the former West Virginia Mountaineer, will bat seventh and play center field. He went 2-for-3 with two runs, an RBI, and a walk last night in the 4-2 win. He had his first two extra base hits of his professional career, both triples on back-to-back plate appearances. Skylar King, your Salem Red Sox player of the game last night. Gerardo Rodriguez does the catching again. He'll bat from the eighth spot. He was in the first two games of this series. So far, 2-for-7. Both hits came last night with a pair of runs batted in. And batting ninth and back at third base after he was at first last night is D'Angelo Ortiz, the 2024 19th-round pick by the Boston Red Sox and son of Red Sox legend David Ortiz. Will round out the lineup for Ozzie Chavez. He went 2-for-4 with a pair of singles yesterday. And doing the pitching, it's the number 25 prospect in the Boston Red Sox's system, Joiker Fajardo, making his 10th appearance of the season for Salem. So far, he's got a 1-3 record and a 3.38 ERA for Ozzie Chavez. Again, the lineup for Chavez, it's a Salem team that still leads the Carolina League with a 2.42 average. Justin Gonzalez in left field, Starlin Nunez at shortstop, Yoán Céspedes at second base, Nathaniel Uten in right field, Jack Winne designated hitter. They will bat fifth, Frederick Jimenez at first base, Skylar King in center field, Gerardo Rodriguez the catcher, D'Angelo Ortiz the third baseman, all for Joiker Fajardo. So official word, this game will go off as scheduled. Some showers certainly put this game in jeopardy of being in a rain delay for the second consecutive night, but it seems that they've passed right outside of the Roanoke River Valley here in Salem, Virginia. They're just about to get set as the Salem Red Sox become the Salem Beer Mongers for this fun Thursday evening clash. It's Thirsty Thursday here at Carilion Clinic Field, where all alcohol, 50% off for those in attendance. Come down, get a beverage, enjoy some Salem Red Sox baseball. It's also hockey night. You see a lot of jerseys lining Carilion Clinic Field and Salem Memorial Ballpark. And those jerseys, it's also a few feline friends in attendance. It's Bark in the Park night, presented here by Wagon Wash. It's a big night, and Jolly and her Holly Semro are on hand to sing the national anthem. We'll send it down fieldside here at Carilion Clinic Field. Game 3 between the Carolina Mudcats and the Salem Red Sox. Carolina getting ready for the bats to come up, and that's the lineup again sent up by Nick Stanley. It starts off with the former Boston College Eagle. Josiah Ragsdale will be the designated hitter today after being in the outfield in the first two games of this series. After him goes Brady Ebel, the shortstop. Eric Bedanti, the first baseman, and Handelfree Encarnacion, the first four in the lineup to face the number 25 prospect in the Boston Red Sox's organization, Joiker Fajardo, making his 10th appearance so far this season with the Salem Red Sox. The Salem Red Sox become the Salem Beermongers today, wearing their navy blue jerseys, dark navy blue sleeves, red undershirts, the same colors on the hat. For the Beermongers, as part of the Thirsty Thursday promotion at Carilion Clinic Field, all alcohol 50% off in this game. So here is Josiah Ragsdale, the starting center fielder today. He's the first batter, and his lefty on righty. First pitch from Fajardo. His fastball taken for a call strike inside. First pitch is off here at 6:36 p.m. from Carilion Clinic Field. For Fajardo, it's a three-pitch mix. Second pitch is a fastball again, taken middle-middle, strike two on Ragsdale. Fastball, slider, and changeup for Fajardo. Fastball will hit 93. The changeup slows all the way down to 80. 0-2 is a slider taken outside for ball one. This is just the eighth appearance of the summer for Josiah Ragsdale. Brings in a 364 average after that monster night yesterday. 1-2 is a fastball blooped into left field. Justin Gonzalez takes a few steps to his left and catches the first out in this game. So Gonzalez is in left field, and that's a first out for Joiker Fajardo. Will give you the rest of the defense behind him. Gonzalez is in left field. Skylar King moves from right into center field. Nathaniel Uten takes his spot in right field. Infield from left to right goes Ortiz, Nunez, Cespedes, and Jimenez. With Rodriguez doing the catch. The rain's starting to pick up again here from Carilion Clinic Field. Coming down hard for the lefty Brady Ebel steps in. First pitch. Fastball taken low and inside for ball one. Rain on and off here at on our crowd mic here as well from Salem Memorial Ballpark, the 1-0. Fastball taken upstairs, a two-ball, no-strike count. The number 32 overall pick in this past July's Major League Baseball draft, Brady Ebel, debuts as the number 11 prospect for the Brewers. 2-0. Fastball pick in this past July's Major League Baseball draft, Brady Ebel, debuts as the number 11 prospect for the Brewers. 2-0. Fastball.
The Salem.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem. Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end-of-season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Bottom of the first inning from Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. There has to be some discussion here between home plate umpire Elena George and field umpire Brandon Smith as to if this game can continue with the rain, and they're going to take him off the field. Before Justin Gonzalez can even get to the right-handed batter's box, the rain picks up too much here at Carilion Clinic Field. We'll step aside for what we're sure will be a rain delay between the Carolina Mudcats and Salem Red Sox. No score through half an inning played. We'll be back on WZBJ 24 and MILB.TV.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Welcome back on to MILB.TV, WZBJ 24, where we have began a rain delay here from Carilion Clinic Field and Salem Memorial Ballpark. This game was all of 8 minutes old when after the first half inning in which Joiker Fajardo puts down the Carolina Mudcats, three up, three down. Quickly, the rain comes in from Salem off the Roanoke River in right field. And this game is in a rain delay, so we'll keep you updated every 5 minutes or so as to what the delay is expected, when we're supposed to be back to the field of play, and this one between Salem and Carolina as part of Game 3 in the series. This one, though, is in a rain delay, and we'll have more updates to you as we get them. Be right back on MILB.TV and WZBJ 24.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, Plus, get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy More, Save More. Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office. Give us a call or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Welcome back to a rainy Thursday evening from Carilion Clinic Field and Salem Memorial Ballpark. After half an inning played, 8 minutes of real time, this game goes into a rain delay. That is... has yet to be determined how long we'll be out of this one as the rain still comes down right outside the Roanoke River. I'm Ryan Martin, back with you here. I appreciate you sticking with us here through this delay on a Thursday evening in Salem, where I have bad news. The rain is still supposed to continue on here from Carilion Clinic Field for the next hour or so. The radar says it's moving left towards Radford, but again, it's coming off of the Roanoke River right by Bedford, just to the east of us here in Salem. So we're about an hour of rain. We'll see if we have to be delayed that long or what this means. It will be the 12th rain delay against the Salem Red Sox so far this year. It's a Salem team that's actually lost 5 home dates this season due to rain. Game just fully canceled, and that's the second most home games lost in the Carolina League. So we'll keep it right here on WZBJ24 and MILB.TV, updating you periodically about where this one stands, and when we know, we'll resume baseball, if we will, here from Carilion Clinic Field on this Thursday night. We'll be sure that you're the first ones to know. Talk to you soon here on WZBJ24 and MILB.TV.
Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage, and then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy more, save more.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at MILB.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage, and then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy more, save more.
When your business is up to bat, count on Brady Plus to deliver the right supplies and the expert support to back you up. As a national distributor of janitorial, food service, and industrial packaging supplies, we help you cover all the bases. Fast delivery, reliable products, and real people who know their stuff. At Brady Plus, we don't just deliver boxes, we bring solutions. Visit BradyPlus.com. That's Brady, P-L-U-S.com. Proud janitorial supplies partner of the Salem Red Sox.
There's just one homestand left in 2025. The Salem Red Sox conclude the season by hosting the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a six-game series from September 1st to September 7th. Make sure to join us on Labor Day for a 4:05 first pitch, Roanoke College football night on Thursday, September 4th, and fan appreciation night on Friday, September 5th. Make sure to come out to the ballpark for our final Firework Friday on September 5th, And it's also a giveaway night with the first 1,000 fans through the gates getting their very own replica Salem Sox jersey. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats for the final homestand of 2025. This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live.
Baseball and post-game fireworks. A match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live. From the first pitch of April to the final out of summer nights, there's one thing that makes Salem Red Sox baseball so special. You, the fans. Thank you for packing the stands, cheering every hit, and making every game at Carilion Clinic Fields a memory to last. Whether you've been with us all season or just joined us for a night at the ballpark, you are the heartbeat of Red Sox Nation here in Salem. On behalf of the players, coaches, and front office staff, thank you, fans, for being the best in baseball. Here's to you, Salem. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the field? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the field? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond.
Well, this would not be a good night for Pickle on the Diamond. Thankfully, that special event will be here at Carilion Clinic Field in about 2 months from now in November, just even over that. But here on a Thursday evening between the Carolina Mudcats and Salem Red Sox, we're still in a heavy rain delay for Game 3 of this series, and it looks like we will continue doing so. It's expected to rain for the next hour. We have thunderstorms coming in now in Salem, Virginia, unfortunately. The biggest problem with all this rain is that there's more rain behind it. I'm not the best meteorologist, but I can try to be here on MILB.TV and WZBJ24. Heavy precipitation expected here, and there's still no time as to which that we know when this rain delay will conclude, if this game is played at all so far here today on this Thursday night. But we appreciate you sticking with us. Again, any update that we have here at the press box, we'll give to you as soon as we have it. But for now, sit back, enjoy, and we'll let you know when there's more Salem Red Sox baseball to be had here tonight.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
There's just one homestand left in 2025. The Salem Red Sox conclude the season by hosting the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a 6-game series from September 1st to September 7th. Make sure to join us on Labor Day for a 4:05 first pitch, Roanoke College football night on Thursday, September 4th, and fan appreciation night on Friday, September 5th. Make sure to come out to the ballpark for our final firework Friday on September 5th, and it's also a giveaway night with the first 1,000 fans through the gates getting their very own replica Salem Sox jersey. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats for the final homestand of 2025.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips. From the first pitch of April to the final out of summer nights, there's one thing that makes Salem Red Sox baseball so special. You, the fans. Thank you for packing the stands, cheering every hit, and making every game at Carilion Clinic Fields a memory to last. Whether you've been with us all season or just joined us for a night at the ballpark, you are the heartbeat of Red Sox Nation here in Salem. On behalf of the players, coaches, and front office staff, thank you, fans, for being the best in baseball. Here's to you, Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, certainly the best in baseball, and showing it here by sticking with us during this rain delay for Game 3 of the Carolina Mudcats and Salem Red Sox series, the penultimate home series for the Salem Red Sox, being the Salem Red Sox. In 2026, Salem will undergo a new identity, not to be discovered yet. So we're through half an inning here at Carilion Clinic Field in Salem Memorial Ballpark. We played 7 minutes of real time. It was a 1-2-3 inning pitched by Ricardo Fajardo, and Fajardo got the three Mudcats to go amidst a lot of rain. It's only picked up here from Salem, Virginia, and just coming off of the Roanoke River. Problem is, there's a ton of rain behind it with these thunderstorms concluding. So, still in a rain delay. We don't have a time just yet that we will be back to playing baseball. If we can get back to playing baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the tarp is over the field here, and it's not only getting worse, but we'll let you know what happens here. Right now, we're through half an inning between Carolina and Salem, just waiting to see if these thunderstorms can pass, and there could be baseball on this thirsty Thursday night. Thanks so much for sticking with us on MLB.TV and WZBJ24.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ 24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ 24. Don't just hear about it, watch it live. From the first pitch of April to the final out of summer nights, there's one thing that makes Salem Red Sox baseball so special. You, the fans. Thank you for packing the stands, cheering every hit, and making every game at Carilion Clinic Fields a memory to last. Whether you've been with us all season or just joined us for a night at the ballpark, you are the heartbeat of Red Sox Nation here in Salem. On behalf of the players, coaches, and front office staff, thank you, fans, for being the best in baseball. Here's to you, Salem.
Well, a huge thank you for sticking with us here during this rain delay, during Game 3 of the series between the Carolina Mudcats and the Salem Red Sox. We're now joined by 2024 Salem Red Sox broadcaster Carter Hill, who is emceeing today's game between Carolina and Salem. And all of a sudden, Carter, would you look up and the skies just open up?
Yeah, well, we got started down there, and I'm sitting down there at 6:25. I'm like, are we going to start this baseball game? And, you know, we did the, you know, hello, welcome to Salem Memorial Ballpark and the play ball kid. And, you know, it's funny, I went upstairs to grab some coffee, which I downed in like 15 minutes. And I walk out, and it's just pouring down rain. So I text Will Howe up here. I'm like, are we in a delay? He's like, yeah, we're going in a delay. And so, yeah, I was surprised we even started playing some baseball. But, you know, hopefully the skies clear up in a little bit. It looks a little murky right now. But if we can play some baseball, it will be a good night to do so. It's Thirsty Thursday, Bark in the Park. Mm-hmm. So a good crowd here in Salem. And hopefully we can play some baseball. And I think these guys would like to play baseball, too. Because now at this point, you probably talked about this, because this game has started.
Yep.
If they play a doubleheader tomorrow, that first game has to be a nine-inning game.
Nine-inning game.
Because the game has started, and then you'd have to play a seven-inning game to follow up. So I think they're hoping that, you know, we can play some baseball the rest of the night, and if not, you know, that's baseball, Susan. As they say in New York, who the Red Sox are playing tonight, obviously.
Yeah, if you look on the screens here at Carilion Clinic Field, they got that big Red Sox-Yankees game at Yankee Stadium all on the board. A name that won't be in the lineup today, but a former Salem Red Sox from a couple years ago. The big news in the organization today is Josh Tingson Garcia, the number three prospect, getting called up. He'll be a starter in the outfield tomorrow for Boston. You called his games here in Salem just last year.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was telling Will Howell this just a minute ago. He's the first guy. You know, every minor league baseball broadcaster remembers the first guy that you had that made it to the big leagues.
Yep.
Well, he is that for me. Mm-hmm. He's the first guy that played here in Salem a season ago that made it to the big leagues. Not surprised that he is.
Yep.
And what's interesting, too, we were talking about it, he was never, I mean, he was always highly touted, but he was never to that level from a prospect ranking standpoint when he was here. He was always a defense-first guy. He could play all three outfield positions. I think he was playing first base the other day in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if he'll get some reps over there. I know the Red Sox just picked up Nathaniel Lowe from the Nationals, so maybe he'll play some first base at the big league level. But, yeah, he played all three outfield positions. I remember he had a cannon for an arm. and he was promoted midway through May. And when he was promoted, I don't have it right in front of me, I don't believe he was even in the top 30 in the system.
Yeah.
When he was here, he was never a top 30 prospect. He was always knocking on the door, and of course, you go off of MLB pipeline. But if you look at like Sox prospects, which obviously does a really, really good job covering the Red Sox organization, they always had him in like the top 25-30. So he gets promoted, he goes to Greenville, and he starts tearing it up like a lot of guys do. Here's Jaron Duran. First pitch he sees, Cody Bellinger, fly out. How about some live play-by-play at Yankee Stadium? No, so anyway, so he gets promoted to Greenville, and he starts tearing it up like some other guys did a season prior, Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer. Yep. They struggled in Salem.
Right.
And then were promoted to Greenville and started hitting the cover off the baseball. He was a little bit the same way. What I'm jealous about is he didn't get the password nickname until after he left here, which is awesome. Yeah. Maybe the best nickname in all of baseball. So, yeah, really excited for him. I remember I did an interview with him on the field after a game, and where the Wawa sign is, the reason I'm mentioning this is it was after this game, where the Wawa ad is in left center field, it used to be a sign that said Row Furniture. If a Salem Red Sox player hit the ball over that sign,
yep.
Everybody in the – or I should say, there was one lucky fan in the stands that got to go home with a free chair courtesy of Row Furniture.
Okay.
Courtesy of Jostenson Garcia.
There you go.
And, so he was fun to be here for – or to cover his games, I should say, and again was promoted middle of May, and it was fun to watch his rise in the organization, and it was fun to watch everybody try and pronounce his name, too.
Yeah.
But the password was great, so the password was a great name. But, yeah, really, really cool. Game, we got Jim here.
Game is suspended. Two tomorrow, starting at 5:30.
All right, Jim, can we talk to the mic real fast? Can you break the news to the listeners at home?
I'll let you go.
It's okay. Please.
Tonight's game has been suspended. Two games tomorrow, starting at 5:30.
Awesome.
And the worst part of it was?
Incredible stuff here. As you hear, this game has been called after half an inning of play in live, real-time, seven minutes of action. It was a 3-up, 3-down inning. The only half inning that we got. We'll play a 9-inning full game tomorrow before a 7-inning game to follow. It's a doubleheader tomorrow on a Friday. We'll talk to you then here on WZBJ24 and MILB.TV. Appreciate you sticking with us here for about half an hour.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Make sure to stay up to date with the Salem Sox by visiting MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.